You have got Buckley here with John and Steve, my partners here at RocketSource. You're on the deploy and operationalize section. And just as I say operationalize, is that a buzzword, gents?
No, it's not.
One of them's nodding their head like, I think it's a buzzword. The other one's saying, no, absolutely not. It's not a buzzword. I don't think it's a buzzword for a lot of
people. Other than you stumble every time you say it.
Well, only when I turn it into a verb.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Operationalize, it's really the beginning of you're taking multiple components, multiple team members, understanding your entire plan and project setup, and to ultimately execute on every single touch point of the project. Now, when we say operationalize, to me, I view that as, look, I've got a lot of team players. I need to make sure that they're on the same page. They're working shoulder to shoulder. They're following the same communication path. They see the end goals. They're understanding what the milestones are. We're knowing where to get buy-in, where we're going to struggle, where we need to get back and gain more time to ultimately execute to turn what many see as complication and chaos into something that is streamlined and turned into excellence.
What's that, Johnny?
Yes, I mean, I'm looking at Steve here, and we're like, what can we possibly add to this?
I'm good.
I would add this. I mean, as you see here with these bullet points, they're kind of squiggly bullet points, right? And you see that DePulse board, now it's Monday.com. One thing that I have seen here at RocketSource that we do better than most is we make sure that when your initiative starts, whatever kind of initiative that it is, whether it's a digital transformation, a site redesign, a mobile app, an IoT initiative, or even a CX initiative, we make sure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed when it comes to making sure that all these processes, the automation, everything that John had discussed is done in detail so that we can hand it off to empower your team to manage it after RocketSource is long gone. That is absolutely empowering for your organization and for your team. And I think in general, most companies don't approach it that way. They just say, look, we're gonna hold all this nuanced experience close to the vest because that's how we make money. But that's not what we do here.
No, it's more about our way and our approach in this is how many people can we skill up and educate on a methodology which we've proven to succeed. I mean, Stephen and I have been deploying numerous web mobile application design projects for many years, dealt with numerous types of project management systems and different ways of Google Sheets and communicating deadlines and deliverables, and it gets so darn confusing. Today's world, we've at least can really utilize and amplify all of our experience into really modern and simplistic agile approaches. And we don't strongly believe in one agile approach or the other. We will discuss and meet with whoever the stakeholders are, map out how we want to execute on our agile strategy, get everybody on the same page, skill up and train those who are not used to it, and then we begin.
How I hate to beat our chest, but how good are we at data viz to keep buy-in and the momentum going, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, DataViz is a big part of, you know, telling a story, and a lot of people,
especially with data.
Absolutely, unfortunately, a lot of people just either don't understand the data or it just can't really soak up all the data in a very quick way. So, data visualization is such an important piece of telling the story rather quickly. They can dive into the details if they'd like to, but it is a very good way to quickly get buy-in.
And I'll just add, we are not afraid to go into your black hole of data. If data has been a sore spot for you and it's going into a black hole now, we are not afraid to go in there, go fishing in a barrel, find the story that works for you, and really explain how your data is working or what things we need to change to execute on the overall strategy.
Yeah, that's great. Well, look, poke around and see what you think of RocketSource, and we hope that you reach out. We're looking forward to working with you and helping you deploy, implement, and operationalize your business.
Thanks.